the Lumineers. It's Ho Hey on Mix 97. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane. Dr. Julie Galthorpe with us this morning. And we also have Jane Howlett. She's a lawyer with Highland Shores Children's Aid Society. Julie, give us some tips here for parents in a divorce situation with children in the pandemic. How are they going to deal with this?
Well, it's key to support one another, even if you don't like one another at this point. You need to do it for your child. You have to realize that those work schedules may change during this time, especially if the one parent is an essential worker. But the person who is there for the child, rather than throwing a wrench into this complex situation, be the person that's trying to smooth it out. Be understanding of other stressors. You know, this pandemic has caused economic hardship for many families. Keep this in mind when you're putting demands on the other parent. And, you know, I'm going to kind of highlight what Jane said, which is that you need to follow those court orders or agreements that are in place. Stick to what's in place and try to keep that schedule normal, whatever that looks like for the children. And I'm going to just throw that over to Jane because maybe she can expand a little bit on that.
Yeah, I think that we are obviously in unprecedented times in terms of the anxiety and the fear. And that's where we're seeing a lot of the case law come from. It's fear-based. It's not necessarily the highest conflict parents that are having difficulty facilitating or supporting their children moving back and forth. And I think that's acknowledged by the judges who are saying things like, I understand that you're scared. We're all scared. And when we acknowledge that and then we move forward, how do we support everybody in feeling comfortable about this? And how do we, most importantly, support our children in feeling safe and feeling less anxious and feeling like there's some normal in amongst all these changes that are impacting their lives. So I would, you know, always as a lawyer, start with follow the court order. That's our starting point here. And if there's some need to revisit that because, as Julie said, work schedules, commitments, people being essential workers, then be open to hearing what the other party is saying and use opportunities to negotiate rather than simply unilaterally deciding to not respect the order or the agreement. And most importantly, the regimen or the daily life that your child is accustomed to.
Yeah, just got to work through it, right? Make the best of it. You know how we've heard that phrase before? Make the best of it. We really have to. And sometimes put that personal agenda aside. Thank you for this, Julie. Really appreciate you setting us up with Jane this morning. It was nice to have you a part of the conversation. Jane, how are things with you with COVID-19? How has your landscape for work changed?
Well, it's very different. We're trying to adjust to doing things by teleconference and video conference. And those of us who are not 20 or 30 are having a bit of a challenging time, but we'll get through for sure.
And Julie, how are you doing with week 11, I think, at home?
Well, you know, it just keeps ticking by, doesn't it?
But
it's doing well. You know, I'm adjusting with technology has been a challenge for all of us. But I really appreciate, you know, all of my clients and people out there who've done their best to stay connected even in this pandemic.
Thank you very much, ladies, joining the conversation this morning. Jane Howlett, she is a lawyer, lead counsel at Highland Shores Children's Aid Society, and her family therapist, Dr. Julie Galthorpe.
Good morning. I'm Jack.